So yesterday we finally got a little reprieve, but is it going to last? So in today's video, we're going to talk about the government shutdown. Now, I might be completely wrong, and I think I'm going to be, because it looks like each party is just digging into the sands and they're not going to move. So is that going to help? Is that going to hurt these things over here? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Also, we're going to talk about some breaking news from Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae came in yesterday, and what they announced is they're going to get rid of the minimum credit scores. Is this going to help you? Is it going to hurt you? What's it going to do? Well, that's what I'm going to explain to you guys today. So without further ado, folks, my goal here each day is to help explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So what I want to talk about today is the first thing we want to talk about is those out there. If you have a low credit score, what can you do? Well, this Fannie Mae, they came out yesterday and they came in and removed minimum credit scores. Well, that might be good news because you might have low credit scores. But the bad news here is this. If you have a low credit score and you're looking for a conventional loan, the lower your score, the rates go higher and higher and higher. When you're down to a 620 credit score, usually your rate might be a half, three quarters, maybe even 1 full percent higher than somebody with good credit. Thus, a lot of these people would elect to go with an FHA loan. FHA loans' rates are fantastic. So how bad are these rates going to be? That's what you really have to focus in on. So if you're a homeowner out there or home buyer, reach out to us. We'd love to help you. My name is Dan Frio. I come in each day to help explain to you guys what in the heck's going on with rates. But if you're a homeowner out there, you're looking for the best position to refinance to take advantage of, you know, when these rates drop again, check out our Rate Watch tool. I created that just for you. What it'll do is it'll allow you to plug in what interest rate you want to be contacted in when the rate hits there. So let's say you're at 7%. You're like, Dan, when rates hit 6, reach out to me. Let's go over what that new payment would be, the cost, what my break-even point would be, and if it works out, we'll get the paperwork started. But let's go back over to here. If you have a 620 credit score, most likely, or under a 620 credit score, most likely you're going to look at an FHA loan, VA loan, or USDA loan. Now, if you're a veteran out there, please reach out to us. We love helping you guys and girls and people. The reason why is 12% of you use your VA obligations. Please reach out to us so we can educate you on this and find you all the loopholes. If you're disabled, you're going to avoid a ton of fees. You might even avoid real estate taxes in your area. So reach out to us. We'd love to help you with that. But here's what I really want to talk about today. When are rates going to go back to 4? That's the number one question I get. So let me explain this to you in a nutshell. The reason why rates got to 4% in the past was the Federal Reserve stepped in and they basically bailed out the economy. Let's go through this. And I'm going to post this on my website. It will be under the blog section here in a minute. But let's go through. Mortgage rates have only dropped sharply during periods when the Federal Reserve used quantitative easing. Large-scale asset purchase to stabilize and push long-term rates lower. So here's what happened in the past, or the Federal Reserve stepped in, and what they did is they bought these things up in the tune of $40 billion a month. $40 billion a month is how much of this they were purchasing. What is it? Well, if you're new to my channel, this is a mortgage bond. This is what we follow each day. All you have to understand is that number up through there. That's the price of the bond. As the price goes up, rates come down. So what happened when the Fed jumped in and bought $40 billion a month of these things? Would jack the price up to the moon. It would jack up any price of anything. If you had somebody buying $40 billion a month, look at Bitcoin. Okay, so that's what happened. That drove rates down to historic levels. Let's go over and I can show you kind of when these happen. So the first round of QE was in 2028. This was that bubble, the housing bubble everybody uses for reference. Financial crisis, frozen credit, housing market crumbled. They actually came in and bought up the markets and plummeted rates down to about 3 or 4%. And then we had November of 2010. That was another aspect. But then here's when it really happened, the pandemic, or COVID. When COVID hit, the government, the Fed jumped in and bought up everything that they could purchase, bringing rates down to, I have a 2.625 rate on my home. That's how low rates got. I don't think they'll ever get there in history. If you go down through here, it's going to take just something just outstandingly bad to really push rates down. Why it's different now? The Fed is in quantitative tightening. Well, they just ended that, but they really haven't reached back out and started quantitative easing again, and I don't think they're going to. There's no need for it. There's no pandemic when it comes to financial crisis, and this is nothing near you saw in 2008. Mark my words when it comes to that. Without a new scale, large-scale MBS purchases, another drop to 4% would basically require a major economic shock. So we're not going to see that. I know times right now are bad, but they're not as bad as these were. Okay, so that's that part of it. The relief we got this week was right through here, the jobs market. We don't have any jobs data, and the Federal Reserve, their most important stuff is right through here. Here's why they were created. They were created for two things, two mandates. One was to keep inflation in check. They monitor the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure. We haven't had that out for a while. And the other one was the jobs market, the unemployment rate. Anything under 5 is full employment. Well, that's their goal. Well, yesterday when you see numbers like this, and then you have ADP coming in with some numbers saying, okay, maybe there's 50,000 new jobs. And then you have the Chicago Fed yesterday coming in saying the unemployment rate hasn't changed. So now the markets are saying, now what do we do? So there's uncertainty everywhere. So the Fed isn't going to step in. We're hoping the Federal Reserve cuts rates versus they're not going to do quantitative easing. We're just hoping they start cutting rates. So let's get over to see what the markets are doing so far today. What we follow each day is right through here. Yesterday, we had a nice reprieve. This is what pushed rates down. And again, when this goes up, that's good news for mortgage rates. Okay, so we're basically seeing everything steady for today. Go over to the stock market. I think it's taking it on the chin once again. This is the un-Cinderella story that I talk about. Usually each day I come in here with my fingers crossed and say, okay, are these things going to be green across the board, making everybody money and then the rates down? But no, it looks like the equity markets are down today. Oil is up at $59 a barrel. That's still in a sweet spot. Anything under 60, anything under 65 is actually awesome. Then we have the 10-year treasury dropping as well. If we go over to the FedWatch tool, what are they going to do? Well, in 33 days, let's see what they're going to do. The probability behind this. Let's see if probability is checked. Let's check that. Yesterday we were at 74. It's dropping again. So this is all over the board. What you're seeing on the screen right now, this is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. What they do is they use futures and options and things like that to figure out what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting or meetings through the next year. Well, we're focused in on just let's look at the next meeting or the next two meetings. The probability of Fed rate cuts, we're at 3.75 to 4 right now, right through here. It's 70%. Well, why this isn't great? On the day the Federal Reserve cut last time, this number for another rate cut was 95%. So it's quite a bit down from where it was. So what's the Fed going to do? That's the conundrum right now. The markets just don't know. We're hoping they cut, but any news, any tweet could really send things in a tizzy. What I'm going to do over the weekend, just a nice little curveball for you guys. What I'm going to show you guys is since 2020, what have home prices done? What have home prices done? A lot of you are saying, okay, housing market's going to crash. Let's just look through right through here. West Virginia, my hometown originally, it is up 450%. So if this cut back 10%, 20%, would it be a crash? If it's up 450%, we're going to go over that. That's going to be a study that I have predicting or forecasting what I think real estate's going to do next year. But the top areas for 2026, here's my list, and I'm going to leave it at that because I'm going to do a special report. I'm going to be forecasting where I think home prices are going to go, and I hate doing that because I always get grief down below, and I'm also going to show you where my expectations are for rates next year. So, folks, my name is Dan Frio. My whole goal is to help you guys understand what the heck's going on with those over there and the whys behind it. So if you're a homeowner, you're a home buyer, I'd love to help you out. Let me talk to me about me for a second so you can reach out to me if you need some help. So if you're a homeowner right now and you're trying to figure out, is it a good time to refinance? I don't know. Let's look at the numbers for you. But if you want me to track this for you because every time you try to do it, you miss it, go to the rate tracker right through there. It's called RateWatch 2.0. Just plug in the information that you have on your mortgage right now and what rate you would like to be notified when it hits there. We don't sell the data. I'll be reaching out to you. If you're a home buyer right now, we got a program right down through here, and this will give you up to $7,000. $7,000 if you're looking to buy a home. It doesn't have to be your first home. It could be your third or fourth home, but this has to be your primary home. So check it out, see if you qualify for that. And so that is my report for today, folks. Just to let you know my slogan. My slogan is this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, my bank that I work at, we're set up with about 33 other lenders right now. These are banks, credit unions, and mortgage companies. What we have the ability to do is use their programs, their rates, and even things like this, some niche programs they have right now to help you with home ownership. So check it out. See what we do, how we do it. It's pretty intriguing, but why we do it? We want to make sure when you call in, you're getting the best rate and the lowest fees in the market, and that's our goal, as well as education. So hopefully today, hopefully this morning with this 10-minute video, you learned a little bit more of what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet and you want to learn a little bit more about this each day, you're a realtor, you're a mortgage loan officer, you're just a consumer out there trying to understand the real estate market and want the real facts, the truth, subscribe over there. I'd love to help you and navigate you through this whole process. Thanks for watching. I will be back today at 1 o'clock with a closing bell. It's not the closing bell, but we're going to do a wrap-up of what happened this week and what we're expecting next week. And then I might give you a sneak peek of my housing numbers later then. So join me live today at 1 o'clock. You might learn a little bit. Take care, folks. Have a safe afternoon and hope to see you back here at the closing bell. See you then. Bye-bye.